This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is trying to offer some degree of help for employees who feel unsafe returning to their workplaces because of COVID-19. He's ordered the Labor Department to ensure Coloradans will qualify for unemployment insurance if they quit rather than go back to work in some circumstances. The order says the workplace must have demonstrably unsafe conditions and that the protections apply especially to vulnerable employees. Colorado is joining other Western states in an alliance to fight coronavirus, CPR's John Daly reports.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis announced Monday the state would join the Western States Pact. The group will develop a shared vision for fighting COVID-19. It includes the governors of California, Oregon, Washington, and soon Nevada. All five governors are Democrats. The group said states have to work together to respond effectively to the disease. They pledge that health outcomes and science, not politics, will guide decision-making. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado health officials say they're trying to limit the likelihood of a second wave, especially among COVID patients. The World Health Organization says there's no evidence thus far that former patients develop immunity. Dr. Richard Zane with UC Health says he expects to see some repeat patients, but he tells Colorado Matters there's room for hope, too.
Science has never in the history of science gone as fast as it's gone now, and I have absolutely no doubt whether it's 1 month or 6 months or longer that we will get our arms around this.
Officials say in the absence of widespread testing, strict social distancing will help limit the spread of coronavirus. Colorado needs local and rural federal coronavirus aid, but it may be slow in coming. Coming up on the program, we'll hear about the battle brewing over aid to state and local governments and how it's playing out in Congress and counties and towns all across Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim has our story. It's coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 74 in Colorado Springs, it's 80 in Grand Junction, 83 in Pueblo, it's 75 in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.